Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of the Nerdwatch podcast. A little side salad, if you will.
Truncated.
a little truncated version of the Nerdwatch podcast, because we have a very special guest in studio, and she is here to talk about a very interesting Kickstarter that she's decided to, I guess, invest her time and her heart and her soul into. So, ladies and gentlemen, along with Gannon and Alika, may I introduce to you Madam Walraven, who is in the house tonight.
Yay!
How are you, dear?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
All right. So, listen, you have this amazing Kickstarter. You're a Maui girl. You've started this Kickstarter that is unique and dare I say, titillating. See, I can say that.
You can say that.
I can say that. I just can't say the other
word.
I like
the word choice.
Yeah, very good, right?
Yeah.
All right, very good.
I'm actually mad I didn't think of it first.
So, my dear, tell us a little bit about what you have kickstarted.
Thank you. Okay, so my project is called Madam Walraven's Erotic Coloring Book.
There you go. Oh, nice. See, that's the word I can't say, by the way.
Okay. I'll say it for you.
Okay, say it for
me. I think
me.
Your mommy will let you say it.
Okay. Maybe she's watching. I can't say it. Anyway.
Continue.
So, the coloring book is this grown-up coloring book has become quite the trend as of late. You're going to have to convince me. I don't know how to personally feel about that, because it feels like we're regressing as opposed to progressing sometimes. So sell me on not yours per se, but the whole coloring book, adult coloring book phenomenon.
Yeah, defend the industry.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I feel like it definitely speaks to our generation. I mean, I remember having my lunchbox with me still in high school, like my Curious George. I feel like there's just a generation of us that really love the nostalgia of being young, and that's something that we get to celebrate as adults, even.
Right.
We get to have cereal for dinner if we want to. That's something that it's its own reward as being an adult, having to deal with other grown-up things that you have. I think the celebration of being an adult is being able to make the choice to do adult things.
Sure.
Including having an adult coloring book that is only for adults.
Interesting.
So that's where I feel like that hasn't really totally been explored and celebrated is I feel like when I look through a coloring book, I get a little bored. Like, I flip through the pages and I'm like, damn, that looks like a lot of work. So,
but you should, because it's full of bears and horses
and
flowers.
And just patterns. And I know that's supposed to, like, lull you into, like, the state of meditation, and that's what people are going for. But,
It's just not enough butts.
Why? Exactly. Like, where are the booties? I want to see some tickle bitties, please.
Wow. Okay.
And that, to me, inspires me and it gets me excited to actually do something. And so the idea was brought to me while I was walking my dogs. My friend texted me. She's like, hey, yo, which is my derby name. And she was like, you totally should do a sexy coloring book. Because I've, for the last few years, have been a commission artist. And a lot of my artwork has been more, I guess, erotic. It's been more sexy and unusual, super weird. Like, for example, a commission I did recently was a 4-foot vagina, which, well, I don't know. Can I say that?
That's a medical term. Yeah, go for
you
it.
I'm sweating over here.
No,
it was really big. And it was beautiful and fantastic. And I think people just really celebrate the fact that, I'll do whatever they ask as far as artwork, as long as they're throwing money at me. And been able to do some really fun and kind of subversive stuff.
You
like
have
that.
To be careful when you say you'll do anything when people throw money at you.
Well,
don't
I'll
you?
Make whatever type of art they would
okay.
like.
Within the context yeah. of what she's saying,
just
it's fine.
Checking.
Dude.
Just checking.
I got to clarify that for sure.
Absolutely. Now, let's back the roller derby truck up here. You said something about a roller derby name. Is that what I heard?
So a lot of people on island that know me through roller derby because I've participated in Maui Roller Girls, been a part of the organization for a while, for almost 6 years, I want to say.
Oh, wow.
And my roller derby name with them is Yo Mama Bin Laden.
Wow.
So a lot of people remember that name. And
it's an amazing name.
Isn't it?
That is a good
it's
name.
So good.
That
and
is a
just,
name.
Just a keynote, side note, there's a gal that skates for Kauai, and her name is Michelle Obama.
Wow.
So for a while, being able to skate against Kauai was always a privilege.
That's genius.
Sweet. And how long have you been doing that?
for, well, I didn't do it this season because I focused all my energy onto making this coloring book.
Sure.
But before that, it was, I was a part of the league for about 6 years.
Wow.
Got to see it grow. Like, it's a nonprofit now. It's really fantastic.
Fantastic.
These girls are rad. Roller derby community is amazing, and I really like it a lot. I don't know if I can, like, I don't know if I could ever give it up, but it's been nice to have a break from it and to focus on what I was doing.
So. Well, it seems like it takes a lot of effort because you guys do a lot of community events, too. Like you said, you're a nonprofit, right? And
yeah.
I saw some Facebook posts about you volunteering and doing some events in schools. And
yeah, we work, well, and I don't know how this will affect my coloring book as far as like it being a lot more
adult. Okay to be an adult in your own time. I mean, okay. You don't have to always be a child.
Because I'm definitely
person.
Not like the representative of the team. It's made up of a lot of different types of women.
Sure,
and
sure.
A lot of them are very professional and they take the identity of the team very seriously.
It's an outlet. That's what it is.
For sure. And it's an outlet for every type of woman, of every type of profession, of every type of body type, of pretty much any age over 18. Can participate in this, and that's what's so rad about it. But we do a lot of things for community. We try to do fundraising where we try to make contributions
sure.
to different other nonprofits. Mm-hmm. So it's yeah.
Now that you've done, now you've talked about the roller derby thing, let's get into how this. You are an artist.
Yes.
That is what's. Would you say that's your profession?
Yes.
Okay. Now. When
you say, this is awesome when you say
yeah,
that. Yeah,
because I feel like that's
official now.
It's so hard to do. I remember when, I mean, I was a total art nerd in high school. And
sure.
Like, that's where I would have my lunch and we would just make artwork or like do theater and stuff. And I remember talking with my high school teacher and he was like, you know, if you really love art, he's like, don't become an art teacher. So I was like, okay. And then I went to college and was studying fine art. And then she was like, you know, just want to let you guys know you're probably not going to get a profession as an artist unless you become an art teacher. So I was like, well, what do I do? Like, this kind of like, these are my mentors telling me like, that's probably just not going to happen. You're going to learn art and be good at it, but what are you going to do with it? So
right.
It wasn't really till I moved here that I realized just by putting myself out there and
sure.
showing my artwork that people were interested in, people were actually buying my artwork, and that was super flattering and very encouraging. And so I tried other things to do. You know, I
right.
was considering doing a tattoo, and so I studied at a shop for about 3 years, which was so awesome because you're drawing every day. And you know, personally saw my art skills just totally take a huge jump.
So were you just drawing the tattoo art, or were you actually doing tattoos?
No, just drawing and just having references and looking through the library of different artists and different techniques and just going through from making a concept with its composition and then making a finished product in one sitting was really awesome. So
right.
I feel like that really helped
now
my
I have
confidence.
Now what... Out of anything you could have done, out of any you're being an artist, out of any subject that you could have done and brought to Kickstarter, what was it about this adult coloring book?
Why can't you say the word, man?
the erotic coloring
can
book.
Can you say sexy coloring
yeah,
book?
Can you say that?
Super sensual coloring book.
I can say that. I think I can say that.
Pretty
odd. Yeah, why? What was it? What was it about this?
Well, I think it's just for the love of butts and boobs. To be totally honest, I just really enjoyed drawing big boobed and big butt. Like, I just really love voluptuous women. I think that, especially with being in roller derby,
I have
just seen so many different types of bodies and just get really inspired by it, and I love to draw it. And if you see on my Instagram, I have a lot of artwork that kind of reflects that. I love.
You know who liked voluptuous women? Leonard Nimoy. He has a book about it.
Really?
Yeah.
No.
That's really exciting.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Are you just like making this up?
No.
He has a book about voluptuous women.
Yeah.
You know who really did love voluptuous women? And
is it a
like
picture of him with the Vulcan thing and it just says, and I cannot lie?
Yeah, no, it's not. I swear.
Because if that's what it is, I'm buying
No,
it
he
tomorrow.
Does. He does. He has a book. It's
there
crazy.
Are two lovers of voluptuous women that I know who are artists.
What's that?
R. Crumb, Robert Crumb.
Right.
Underground comic
yes,
artist. Which
he
is like
amazing.
The admitted perv on voluptuous women. He just like can't hide it.
Yeah.
And then.
You shouldn't. Nobody should. Yeah. By the way, nobody should hide that.
And then Frank Frazetta, of course. Oh, yeah. Because his women are just like, his are all voluptuous. And
they're so strong, too.
Yeah,
Frank
Frazetta
creates these women that are just so, like, inspiring. I think as a young girl seeing those types of images, I mean, I think we talked about earlier, like, how inspired I was by Elvira, who's like...
One of my personal favorites.
Yes,
I love
just seeing
Elvira.
Women who are just, like, embracing their sexuality, making it a part of almost a feminist way of just getting the strength from your physical appearance.
Owning
it. And saying, like, I'm, like, more than that, but I'm also this and this part of a vehicle.
Yeah, you own it, and that's yours. You can do whatever you want
and
with
this,
it.
And not to make this strangely political, but it seems like in this progressive era that we currently live in, that seems to kind of be frowned upon now. Like,
yeah, like they're like, now you're setting us back.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, it was cool. Now tone it down, girls.
Right, exactly. It feels like...
But whatever, you know?
Yeah, it's really strange.
Everybody's free to be who they want.
Yeah. I think that's what I think the premise of feminism is to have that choice. Like, if you want to wear, like, you know, your buttoned-up shirt and be mm-hmm. very modest, then that's your choice to do. I don't think anyone should feel pressured to be anything other than, I think that that's, you know, it's like a bra. Some women like to have theirs padded. Some like to have them constrained. Some don't like to wear it at all. I think it's about it, having a choice to do so.
I've learned more about bras in the last 3 seconds than I've ever known before.
Sweet.
This is the longest you've ever talked to a woman.
This is also true.
Which ones do you wear?
The ones. See, the thing
They're
is that
bros.
I don't have those are man's ears.
Man's ears.
And I don't wear them, by the way. I don't have any man boobs. Whatever.
There's no shame.
I don't, but anyway.
You might end up in one of her coloring books.
I know. No.
The sequel.
There you go.
This puppy funded, so we can see part two.
That's true. So, by the way, since we're halfway through this already, where can people see your book?
Okay, so we were just discussing this before because I'm kind of a novice to all this stuff, so... Mm-hmm. I'm learning as I go, obviously on the Kickstarter website. Mm-hmm. So it's under Madame Walraven's erotic coloring book.
Got it.
I have a Facebook page for my artwork. It's F Walraven, mm-hmm. But it's at Walraven Art Stuff. And I have some of my portfolio and a lot of links there. And I just posted kind of like a really low quality video version of the one that's on.
It's good enough for a cell phone.
It's
got the point across.
Okay.
It's
on YouTube. So it's on YouTube. Sure. And I just started a Twitter account. So I'm on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Just started a
Reddit
account.
What's your Twitter handle?
Oh, what is my Twitter? It's Madame Walraven.
At
Madame Walraven.
It's interesting. I figured you'd be all over this social media thing because I can't handle any of this social media. I don't get it. So I'm
says the guy with the podcast.
Yeah, with the podcast. That's a pretty internet-y thing to do.
I know, right?
That's
true. Now, so do you have to get – this is going to sound weird. Do you have to get subjects for your coloring books in order to draw?
Well, I definitely have my muses. I have women that I – follow on Instagram. Like, my Instagram feed is mostly artists and
so
models.
You don't necessarily have to have the subject right in front of you when you're drawing.
No,
okay.
that's like a nice luxury that I just don't get to have mm-hmm. necessarily because it takes time for the model.
Gotcha.
But usually it's just references that I have, photos, and just being around women being a woman and knowing what a body looks like. And I feel like that's where a lot of that comes from. And then just having pure imagination.
Right. Right.
Some curves
were you
here and there.
Setting up the premise of modeling for her? Is that what I was doing?
Well, for the next book?
Draw me like one of your friends.
Is that where that was headed?
What I was so slyly trying to do was that.
So I put the cart before the horse.
You did. You didn't give me a chance.
Sorry.
Yeah, spot on.
You're going to be the future of the next book.
Right.
We're talking about.
Way to go, Dan.
Yeah.
Let's get the first one funded, though.
Absolutely.
Because
I want this
second book.
And then the second book will have the G-spot, which will be great.
The G-spot.
Anyway, moving on.
Madame Walraven's erotic coloring book on Kickstarter. You can also see the video on YouTube,
yes.
Which is easier for some people who don't want to look up Kickstarter.
But then
you'll want to click on the Kickstarter link so you can give her some money because
absolutely.
This book is awesome.
And yeah, absolutely. If you guys can.
Well, look,
okay,
I'm not going to ruin any. No spoilers
sure,
here,
spoil
but
it.
There's a talking vagina.
It's not a vagina. It's a painting.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. A painting. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Don't ruin it.
Remove imagination.
I
thought it was a vagina.
It's really whatever you choose to see. It's an abstract
painting.
It really
says more about you.
So is the art more abstract or is it more direct?
It's pretty literal.
The sample images. Like, the promo image is, like, kind of abstract.
Yeah,
but the images within the book that she had to blur out some of them for
the
YouTube
video. I did have
the censor
just for delicate eyes that might have a hard time with the word erotic. I went through and I just censored it just for that, and also to censor it just so I can have it remain my own artwork in case someone wanted to be a jerk and take it from me.
Can you trademark boobs?
Well, my boobs.
The ones she draws. You can.
That's a good point.
Mine are copyrighted. So,
interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
So now, okay. Do you have a significant other?
I do have a hubby.
You're married.
I am.
Okay. So I'm assuming he's very supportive of.
He is super rad. Yeah, I definitely couldn't have done it without his support.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Does he help you with? I mean, I know you're the artist, but does he inspire
you
to?
He's super good at giving me critiques from a different perspective, and mm-hmm. so I really take what he says to heart when he gives me advice and feedback, because sure. he only has it for my best interest, and he has a good way of seeing things that I don't notice. So he's definitely a collaborator on a lot of things as far as getting feedback, being like an editor, I guess, if you will.
Right.
Yeah.
Most men would not turn down the opportunity to look at boobs.
Dirty pictures? Why not?
I'm just saying. I'm guessing. But, So I've heard.
I've got my finger on the pulse, folks. Yeah. I know what people are thinking. I know what people
want
out
there.
Yeah,
exactly. Now, what kind of, where are you at in your goal for Kickstarter
right now? Right now we had 36 days to do this because I accidentally clicked the button a little too early. 36 days to do it. And right now I'm about 16% into the goal. As of tomorrow, I'll have 30 days to make my goal of $8,120.
Nice.
That's going to pay for the publishing and for the rest of the costs associated with it.
Sure.
And that way I can get my books out there.
Fantastic.
The incentives, I made some custom erotic postcards that are exclusive. We made for the Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. If I have extra, I might be able to sell them, but those were made for that incentive. I also am going to make t-shirts that will be exclusive just for Kickstarter participants. And it's going to have one of my sexy designs on there, and all of the images that I made are going to be, you're going to be able to color it if you want to. So you have a sexy t-shirt that you can color,
right.
Which is really fun. And then I have the opportunity to get the book, the coloring book, at pre-sale.
Nice.
So it's going to be a little bit cheaper and have free shipping for people who are not here on the island.
What's the price point on that book? Just the book alone?
Once it goes published and I have the book in hand, mm-hmm. I'm going to be selling it through bigcartel.com for $50.
Right.
So, and the reason why it costs so much more than the average coloring book is not just because it's printed here on island. It's because of the size of it. I made it with the intention that people who have already experienced coloring books will have something, an experience while they're coloring that's going to be different. The paper quality is going to be much heavier. Mm-hmm. It's going to be practically a multimedia paper, so you can do all kinds of different mediums on it. It's going to be very large, 11 by 17 with a spiral top, mm-hmm. a chipboard back, and a really lovely cover that has a gold embossed emblem on it.
Wow.
So it's going to be super special and like a showpiece, I guess. It's definitely not something that, you know, you're just going to toss aside. I've mission accomplished. I've done the coloring book, throw it away. This is something that I feel like I get to interact with the consumer.
Right.
I made something. It's like the shell, and they get to put all the good stuff inside.
So what you're saying is not your average coffee table coloring.
You're not going to find it at Target, no.
Correct, right. That's what I'm saying.
No.
So this is right. So,
but she's not going to turn them down if they want to carry
it. Right. So how...
No.
Okay. Here's another question that I have, just because I'm a novice at
this.
Look
at you trying to figure out how to ask this.
Yeah.
You can't wait for this one.
I'm curious as to how you... I know it's a coloring book, an adult coloring book.
Sure.
How do you get around it? How do you get around from being as opposed to being raunchy or tasteless, how do you stay tasteful?
Oh, if that's the case. How do I keep it classy?
How do you keep it? That's nice job, Ron Burgundy.
That's just what I do.
Right. Yeah, I'm just kind of curious because sometimes there's always trashier. How do you keep it?
For the sake of this conversation, the illustrations mm-hmm. are mostly about fantasy and eroticism, not necessarily about penetration or anything too vulgar. So if that clears up that.
Can I say that on this podcast? Can you say that on this podcast?
She already did. Yeah.
That boundary's been crossed.
Sorry. I mean, that's a word.
Look, if it's in Webster's dictionary, it's okay. Don't worry about
it. It's a clinical term.
Yeah.
Okay, all right, it's a super good point. And, you know, also, it's a coloring book. So if you want to draw clothing on them, you're more than welcome to.
I never thought about that.
Modest them up. You should go on a one-man crusade, G.
I could take your coloring book and make it the immodest coloring book.
Something you could take to church.
You can color it in and then bring it to church and see what they say.
They have their secret underwear on. Everything is fine.
That is fantastic. Yeah. Here's another question that I have about the book. You say it's big. How many pages are we looking at?
It's 21 pages.
Oh, wow.
And, which, I guess, compared to other books, like
front and back? Front and back? How does that work?
No, because
21 pieces, right?
Yeah, 21 pages. And one side, because if you have, like, say you're working with markers and it's a really intense marker, that'll bleed through. So that would bleed through the other side, right?
Gotcha.
So a lot of people that have been doing coloring for a while want to have single-sided images.
Sure.
And the reason why it's only 21 is because it's going to be really thick already because it's thick quality paper. So if I made a 50-page coloring book, it would be like, he's super huge.
Right,
so
of course.
I had to kind of find a happy medium between all of that.
Well, listen, I'm taking up all the questions here. We got a time for a couple more questions. Any questions for you, Gannon or Lika?
I'm clear. I'm Chris.
Are you sure?
I'm
you
good.
Sure? Are you sure? Because I've got a couple more. What about you, Alika? You?
Well, I mean, I'm interested in carrying it once it's out.
Yay!
And
oh, by the way, carrying it here at Maui Comics.
At Maui Comics and Clark.
Of course.
Oh, 333 there.
That's right.
You got them trained, man.
I know.
Awesome.
I do. So is this something? It almost feels like it has this aura about it already. The coloring book. It's almost like the remember the Madonna sex book that came out?
Yeah.
It almost has that kind of feel to because it's so big and so
it
had such a commanding presence
on
the
I got to look at that book a couple times.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it had such a commanding presence on the shelf.
The book.
Oh, the book.
Stop laughing.
The book. Gotcha. Okay, I gotcha. I'm sorry.
You guys are a bunch of pervs.
No.
I was clearly talking about the book.
It is the perv.
He is the perv. Once again, while we still have you here for a couple more minutes, give us all of your information as to where to find you, where to kickstart it, what's your Facebook, what your Twitter is. Give us all that info,
and,
please.
And, you know, I feel like, you know, super importantly, too, I just would love to hear feedback from people on the artwork that I made.
Sure.
That's always really fun. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people really dig it, and that's so awesome. So, you know, check out the artwork. And also the video we made is – I think it's slightly hysterical. So
it's a pretty funny video.
It's pretty cute. Yeah, it's pretty cute.
There's going to be some moments where you, if you have anything in your mouth, you're going to spit it out.
You might blush.
It's an homage to Bob Ross and to Troma and
what do you know about Troma? Now that piques my interest and that makes you quite more attractive now.
Oh, great.
No.
That's all I had to say.
Wow, that's pretty
odd. That's
Troma.
All it takes.
She
really?
Said
he's a cinema nerd.
Not
so.
Many girls know about Troma. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we have my
come on, Toxic Avenger, Tromeo and Juliet.
I don't know why you're telling me. I know.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Tromeo and Juliet is not a Troma movie.
It is Tromeo.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
It's Tromeo.
No, isn't there another movie, Tromeo and Juliet?
No.
It's, like a hood
it's
movie?
By, it's by, it's
There's
by.
There's another one.
It's by
you
Tromeo.
Might be talking about West Side Story.
It's a Lloyd Kaufman film.
It's a Lloyd Kaufman film, right. Yeah. He's great. Anyway, give us all your information, dear.
Okay, so we go to Kickstarter under Madame Walraven's erotic
coloring book.
On Facebook at Walraven Art Stuff. Because F. Walraven is already taken. On Twitter, It's at Madam Walraven.
And I'm assuming that would be the best place at Walden. Madam Walraven would be the best place on Twitter to get feedback, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I'll take it whatever you guys want to get. And also on YouTube. So if you want to go there and watch it and leave comments if you liked it or hated it. It's art, so I'm not offended.
It's subjective, for sure.
It is. Yeah.
Now, Kickstarter. What's the web address for Kickstarter?
Oh, geez. Okay, it has a long number that I wrote on my leg.
So it has a number?
No, but if you search Madam Walraven's erotic coloring book.
Here's the thing.
You don't have to remember this string of
numbers. You're not going to be like 10 of them.
Hey, Alika, you are taking away from the fact that she's going to pull
check the number. Yeah. By all means, check the number.
I'm sorry. www.kickstarter.com/projects/ I think it rubbed off. 2775-4478-1 / madam-walraven-erotic.
You got that on your leg? Book. That's crazy. That's insane.
Everybody in the viewing audience is like, Alika, you moron.
You're such an idiot, Alika. You're such a dummy. So check it out.
The one thing worth watching on the show. Right? And you're like, nah, you just don't
worry about it.
Roll your dress back down. What are you stealing? Don't worry about it.
Don't do that.
That was totally unintentional.
No, it's not you. It's Alika's fault. Anyway, check her out on Kickstarter. Just search Madam Walraven.
If you Google it, it comes up with Madam Walraven's coloring book.
Absolutely.
So if you want to be a lazy guy about it, just do it, man.
Yes.
Yeah, so just
and
do
you'll
that.
Get to Kickstarter eventually. Yeah. We trust you.
By the way, are you a local Maui girl or are you from here?
No, I'm from Ventura, California originally.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm part native, so I look native, local. Yeah, I'm racially ambiguous.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are.
You could be Puerto Rican.
I might be Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I'm from North Carolina. Just like Gannon, he might be Puerto Rican too.
I might be Puerto Rican.
I assumed you were Puerto Rican.
Most people do.
Well, he's
most people just assume he's just white.
Yeah,
there's a local comic that's in his routine. He's half Filipino and half white. He goes, that makes me Puerto Rican.
Yes, it does. Well, listen, my dear, thank you so much.
Would you believe he's half Filipino, this guy here? Would you believe that?
Congratulations.
Yeah.
You have it. You carry it well.
It's I'm what they call mestizo or handsome
mestizo.
Filipinos.
Yeah, that's what they would call any indigenous person
absolutely.
Who is mixed with Spanish blood.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's all about that's why I keep my young good looks.
Good job.
Anyway, listen, my dear. I certainly appreciate you coming down.
Dude, you guys are the best. Thanks for
you're awesome.
I was
thank you.
Let me tell you because I always like to be honest with people or transparent as possible. When Gannon pitched me this idea to interview, I was like, does this even fall into the category of the Nerd Watch?
And then Aliga's like, of course it does, you idiot.
Yeah. And then of course they said you're stupid.
I said it like that.
Well, no, something like that. Like, yeah. You're an idiot, G. Why not? And they were right. They're absolutely right. I think this was great, and I really appreciate it. Once it's done, would you mind coming back?
Are we supposed to support local artists in the point?
Well, aside from
that,
when she described the phenomenon of adult coloring, I couldn't have said it better. The way she talked about the nostalgia and us treating ourselves as adults to the childhood. You know, some parts that maybe we felt we were entitled to or whatever.
Like this whole store.
Yeah, for this whole store.
Yeah, I was going to say, preaching to the choir, because that's what the store is.
So please, carry it here if you can. And also, once it's done, would you please come back and we can show it off to
YouTube? We could do a signing, a big event.
We can show it off to...
That'd be so exciting.
Yeah, that'd be so great.
Well, we're trying to get her involved with the Maui Comic-Con.
That would be fantastic. You'll be able to catch her also... At the Artist Alley of the upcoming Maui Comic Con in November 5th and 6th.
And when is it? By the way,
the
one thing I didn't ask about Kickstarter, when is the campaign over?
The deadline is September 30th.
September 30th.
So I gave plenty of time for paydays.
There's at least two paydays in there.
And just to get it funded, just to get it off the ground and to make it, I feel like it speaks to a lot of different people and not, you know, just the weirdos here on Maui, but weirdos everywhere. And so
weirdos like Swan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotcha.
Everyone could use it.
Well, Madam Mulray.
And if you don't have money to donate, at least share it.
Share it. Absolutely.
Dude, oh my gosh. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Sharing
is caring. Madam Mulray, thank you so much for coming tonight.
Thank you for
I certainly appreciate it. That was painless, wasn't it? We're at a half an hour. Can you believe it?
Can you say it now?
Come on.
Let me try.
Just once.
Do it.
All right. Madam Walraven's erotic coloring book.
Man, even you put any stank on it. Man.
Oh, sorry. Like,
that was his first time.
That's my first time. So before we go,
I can even do it in my Transformer voice. Erotic.
That's good. Before we get out of here,
I have another voice I could do it in.
I'm sure you could. Don't do it.
I want to hear it.
I want to hear. I want
to. Erotic.
No, don't.
Is that Dudley Do-Right?
No,
it's not. No. I do want to hear it one more time from the woman who's making the coloring book. You can check it out, Madame Walravens.
Erotic
coloring book. So check
that
it out.
That was Rick and erotic.
That was fantastic.
That was kind of.
That was for the old.
That was great. So YouTube
from the
Akaku podcasters. She. I can't wait till she comes back for that. So we really appreciate that for sure. Madam Walraven, please, whatever you do, once it's done, I want to see the completed work. Cannot wait.
Absolutely.
That'd be so phenomenal. Bring it in store. We'd love to see it, and bring some colors with you. I'll see if I can color it. I don't know if I can.
You're going to be giggling too much.
I know. Maybe I will.
Like a schoolgirl.
You're sweating and giggling.
Yeah. Secret underwear.
That's what I'm saying.
Secret underwear.
Well, thank you so much, guys. Stay tuned. We got more with the Nerd Watch coming up very, very shortly here. We're going to be talking. We're going to have a regular show, then possibly an after-hour show. All that coming up here on the Nerd Watch. So until next time, peace out, much love, and always stay nerdy. And until next time. For Madam Walraven, for Alika, and for the one and only Ganon, and myself, G-Money, we say to you, Aloha!